is not going to get that man today. No, because I'm going to get him.
Ladies and gentlemen, this episode of the Hagman and Hagman Report, Doug Hagman, Joe Hagman, together. Something I like to call America's premier father-son investigative reporting team. We've got two websites, HagmanReport.com, HagmanandHagman.com, the former for the news information show prep. And, of course, Hagman and Hagman is where you can get the show. And the show venues are right there, right from that webpage. We're coming to you today with a couple of issues or a couple of important points. Going to start out right out of the gate. If you go to HagmanReport.com, there's a report there. There's an article there, a new article, several new articles, actually. But one in particular I want to focus on real quick before even we bring Joe in here. Robert David Steele, 28 years as a CIA case officer, and written an article about the, and he appeared on our show, a couple of weeks ago. He's coming back, I believe, next week. And, also, he appeared, here most recently on Alex Jones. And of course, he's got a three-step, he's got a three-step program to help Trump, of course, that he explained in our program. But he also has he's been talking to a number of people, including Jones and others, and there's this final impeach, or push, I should say, to impeach Donald Trump, or regardless, to drive him from office. And folks, you know about this. And I received a letter from someone, and I want to say that the writer's right on the money. We were admonished for not saying President Trump, and I'll tell you this: you're exactly right. President Trump, it is. Now, we got into the habit of referring to the guy in the White House, the Satoru, got in the habit of just calling him Obama. In my estimation, the office of the presidency always deserves the respect of the man. However, it's up to the man. In this case, President Donald Trump, indeed, in my view, does command the respect of being called President Trump. Obama, not so much, because of the bona fides and background. But circling back to the article by Robert David Steele. In the interview, his last interview on the Hagman Report, if you look on our YouTube page, it's there. It's isolated. It's there. You can download it. You can share it on Facebook. Share it with your friends. I would do that. And by the way, while you're listening to this program, if you don't mind, please, we ask you to subscribe to our YouTube channel. Again, this is to protect all of us in the alternative media, in the new media, in the real media, as I will call us. But here's an issue, a twofold issue. That one part deals with Robert David Steele's article. There's a push to impeach or otherwise remove President Donald Trump from office. It's number one. And he goes through the three issues, or the three methods. One is censorship. And he writes that, and this, by the way, this is an assault on our constitutional republic. This is an assault on our freedoms and our liberty. And it's pursuing, as he writes, three tracks. One is censorship. And he notes that Eric Schmidt has been organizing this massive censorship and propaganda program behind the scenes. Adroll, for example, has illegally and without due process deprived Alex Jones of over $3 million a year in ad revenue. That's right, folks. Let me tell you something, okay? We, and many people don't like this, and I don't like it either. Putting ads in videos, for example. I really don't like that. I don't like to do it. I don't like to have our people do it here. I just don't like it. If we could do a video without ads, that would just make me extremely happy. But here's the reality of the situation. We have a group of, we have a tremendous team built right now to bring you the news behind the news, to bring you the deep information, to bring you the guests, to bring you the final product that we provide. And we try to do better, we try to do it better than anyone else in the hopes that we can at least rise to the level of some others. And I think we do a good job of that. But it's expensive. Satellite time is expensive. It's everything's expensive. The electric bill is expensive. This is not a money raising situation. I'm just telling you. So we have people who generously support us. In fact, I was reading a note today from a woman who's on disability who sent us a little bit of money, and you know, it broke my heart because no, I don't want that. We don't want that. We don't want that at all. We want to make it on our own. And that's, of course, that's one of the reasons why we opened up this marvelous advertising campaign. If you go to HagmanReport.com, and folks, if you have a small business, a product, a service, we offer rates competitive to great rates, but the audience penetration is competitive to some of the biggest talkers in the industry. And that's because of the multiple platforms and how we do things and how we, it's just, there's a metric involved in that. But you can be on the same par if you own a business or have a service. And if you want to advertise with us, you can be on the same par as giants like Pro Flowers, Omaha Steaks, and many of the others, ZipRecruiter, and so many of the other, advertisers that we deal with at a fraction of the cost. So I said that for a reason, because somebody might look at that and say, wow, that's really not a problem. You know, too bad for Alex Jones. He's out $3 million in revenue. Well, wait a second. Again, it's costly. What we do is costly. And it's consistent with the people we have in the field as well. And we're trying to get people in the field, and that's a whole nother animal. But having said all of that, we do have, and I'll kind of piggyback what I'm saying with another announcement, Northeast Intelligence Network, as it was once existed, is being reformatted, or has been reformatted, as I noted in my video Sunday. And we have investigative assets who are infiltrating these resistance groups, these seditious groups. And I'm not going to say much more than that, except to say that some of the best investigators in their field are out attempting to secure evidence and provide that information to us so we can provide it to you. And that's also, any type of illegal activity is also being provided to the proper authorities. But moving on with what Robert David Steele is saying, and also a little bit of a few other disclosures here. In an attempt to take down Trump, President Donald Trump, in an attempt to take him down, there's a level of censorship against the new media. That's us. That's Alex Jones. That's Rick Wiles. That's Dave Hodges. That's Robert David Steele. That's other people who are doing the same thing we're doing. In some cases, doing it much better. Some cases, you know, but there is this censorship campaign. And it's striking at the heart of the content, but it's also striking at everybody's pocketbook that's in this business. So although we do have ad revenue, we are trying to move away from that through our sponsorship, through our professional sponsorship. But nonetheless, we need the ad revenue, and every penny is reinvested back into the business, whether it be just to sustain, keep our lights on, or to grow. But notice that the censorship deprived InfoWars of $3 million a year, at least in that one narrow revenue stream. Now they're doing that to us as well, to a lesser extent. Obviously, not $3 million to the tune of $3 million a year. It's commensurate, however. That's track one against President Donald Trump. That's also concurrent with us. I have a 1B. That's 1A. I have a 1B. I'll circle back to that in a moment. Track two is A Violent American Spring. This has been verified by the investigative assets that we have that are volunteering their time and infiltrating these groups. And again, I go back to the Sunday video I did. George Soros is leading a massively funded effort to put up a mix of paid and largely uninformed group of protesters in the streets beginning around beginning sometime around mid-March. Tens of thousands across the country, augmented by agitators dressed in black. That's the causing property damage. Now that's Black Bloc. That's that group, Black Bloc, which is a subset of kind of think of Black Bloc as like the mercenary aspect of the groups. But you're going to see an American Spring, I believe, this spring. As the weather warms up, you're going to see massive protests, property destruction, violence. Think of the summer, I believe it was 1970, Kent State. That kind of violence that preceded and subsequent to Penn State in the course of the height of the Vietnam War and all of the anti-war protests back then, but directed at President Donald Trump. We also have Black Lives Matter, and you're going to see the Black Lives Matter, and you're going to see all of these groups coordinate their efforts through the social media networking. Now, track three is exclusive to President Trump, and that's impeachment or resignation. The mainstream media, the corporate media, the captured corporate media, the fake news. Of course, they're controlled by the Rothschilds, Wall Street, the CIA, the Saudis, as a matter of fact. He references the Zionists, and every time we say that word, of course, we get emails out the wazoo saying, oh, you're anti-Semitic. This is not, Zionism is not referencing the Jewish faith, people of the Jewish faith. It's just, that's just not it. But the U.S. secret intelligence community, notably the rogue elements at the CIA and the CIA, or NSA and the CIA, that have spied with impunity on U.S. politicians, and then turn around to blackmail them, that's part of Pedogate. Understand that. Pizzagate is a slice of Pedogate. Pedogate has been around for a long time. Upwards of 30% of American politicians have been compromised or bribed. You're either compromised or bribed, or in some cases you're bribed before you're compromised. It's just a whole mess. That's what the purpose of Epstein's Island, Lolita Express. If you think for 1 minute that a lawmaker goes into a tryst and there's not a fight for video, audio in the hotel room in or whatever location, you're woefully naive. It's all about securing the video in order to bribe and then compromise or potentially compromise the careers of the career politicians. But track three, impeachment or resignation, of course, and they're using the media, the corporate media, as a tool. Okay. They are convincing the American public that Donald Trump is out of his mind and he's impaired, you know, mentally impaired, and he's unpredictable and he's not suitable for president. I mean, how many times now, how often do you hear this, you know, opening on the evening news? It's just a mess.
Depends on how often you watch the news. I would imagine.
Right. But the average person in their house, they're getting the CBS, NBC, MSNBC crap fed to them on a daily basis. Diet.
Mm-hmm.
It's a diet of crap.
And however, I mean, a lot of people, especially older people, I remember my grandma, when she had the news on, she would leave it on, regardless of what the news was.
That's right.
Regardless of who the host of the show was. So it would be on, you know, 4 or 5 hours. When you have people coming over and you have the same repetitious, verbal assaults on a daily basis based on lies, it does get ingrained in people's minds.
Absolutely, it does. And I'm glad you pointed that out, because this is no accident, and this is absolutely by the six corporations of the corporate media.
And one, I just want to point out one example that I saw today, just really eye-opening. There was, Trump made some statements as he spoke, he made some statements about anti-Semitism, how anti-Semitism has to stop, it will stop.
Yep.
And he was speaking.
And he's correct.
Tuesday morning, as Jewish institutions have been targeted across the U.S. with threats, and he spoke at, during a tour of the National Museum of African American History and Culture.
Right.
And he said, anti-Semitism is horrible and it's going to stop. It has to stop. So, what do we see in the news today? CNN. This is slanderous. CNN panel clashes over Donald Trump rhetoric on anti-Semitism. They go on and call him anti-Semitic and racist because they say he's not doing enough, you know, not speaking out against anti-Semitism enough. I mean, there's two or three stories about this. Even Trump's diversity director got visibly frustrated with NBC's Craig Melvin over NBC making stuff up about Trump being anti-Semitism. And CNN, on the bottom, when they were calling him an anti-Semite, said that Trump's anti-Semitism is horrific. Well, all he said today was that anti-Semitism had to be stopped and was going to stop.
How in the world can President Donald Trump be anti-Semitic when he's got a Jewish son-in-law?
And daughter.
Well, right, through conversion.
Right.
But the fact of the matter is, he is speaking, as you point out, he's speaking against the defacement and the damage of synagogues across the United States, which has picked up since the election, by the way.
And they're calling him anti-Semitic when he's standing next to Benjamin Netanyahu. You know, well, right. He was here just a few weeks ago during a press conference.
Right.
So you see, I mean, it's just this constant hypocrisy, the constant lying, the constant misrepresentation and distortion of truth.
Well, meanwhile, you've got the Council on Arab Islamic Relations, CARE, embedding their assets in the federal government. You've got Arab Islamic assets embedded within the United States government across all platforms, across all agencies. And CARE, of course, now is launching this campaign because they believe that Donald Trump is bigoted toward Islam, especially using the seven country vetting, extreme vetting process, and saying, see how anti-Islamic, anti-Muslim Donald Trump is. So this is all part of it as well. Take your, of course, CARE and the Arabs, the Israeli, Islamic assets here in America don't want you to even concentrate on the increase in the hatred against the Jews in this country, the stuff going on against the synagogues in this country, the bomb threats. If you knew about the stuff that isn't reported, the number of bomb threats to synagogues, to Jewish classrooms, or and I'm not sure what they're called. I was speaking to an investigator today out of New York, and he had mentioned the word, and that escapes me right now. But just in New York City alone, the five boroughs, and you're not going to hear this on the evening news. The threats to those classrooms, the Jewish classrooms, have nearly doubled in the last 2 weeks. But what's causing this? Of course, it is Donald Trump's elevation of Israel on a national level, international level, and you've got Nikki Haley speaking out at the United Nations saying, oh my goodness, what they're doing. But all of this is all part of the fake news narrative. And see, remember 2 months ago, and I asked our listeners and viewers to remember 2 months ago when I said fake news is going to be one of the biggest, hottest, most important topics. And I think, looking at this, I think I'm right. And of course, the post.
You're right for the wrong reasons. But yeah.
How so?
You thought the fake news was going to be used as an excuse to crack down on the alternative media.
Well, I'm getting to that. Hold on. But that's 1B up here.
I think fake news has been co-opted, and when people hear the words fake news, they automatically think the mainstream media. I don't think they think alternative media, Facebook posts, things like that. I think they think CNN. I think they think MSNBC due to Trump's co-opting it.
Wait. What are you saying?
I'm saying the president co-opted the term fake news from what it was intended to be used for and turned it around to now when we hear fake news, I think most people think of the actual mainstream media.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Donald Trump, President Donald Trump is saying CNN is not just fake news, but very fake news, and other corporate organizations like that. And you're saying...
I couldn't even call it news anymore.
Okay, so what you're saying is my reference to fake news used against the alternative media, but he's using it against the corporate media.
Yeah, because when this fake news narrative first came out, it was in reference to Pizzagate.
Right.
And what we both agreed that...
By the way.
That the narrative that they were running with was intended to be used to censor voices that were not mainstream, that were not pre-approved, script-written.
It does have a double meaning, Joe, and I submit to our listeners and viewers that right now, if you ask a progressive Democrat, but I am redundant there, I guess, or a socialist Democrat, again redundant. What's fake news? They would point their fingers at alternative media sources like us, new media sources like us. If you would ask, what is fake news to a conservative Republican or a conservative, they would point their fingers at places like CNN. So it depends on who you ask, but I think the definition, I would defer to President Donald Trump's definition in his usage of that. But having said all of that, let me get to 1B. Because I want to close this half hour with this. Remember I said Robert David Steele. Now I'm referring to the article at HagmanReport.com. And please always check HagmanReport.com, folks. Robert David Steele has an article out there. The three-pronged assault against President Donald Trump. But this is a three-pronged assault, or at least a two-pronged assault against the alternative media sources, and including but not limited to us. One of the sources in particular, InfoWars, Alex Jones, I must say this. Everyone needs to pray for and lift up in prayer and support Alex Jones and InfoWars because they are under vicious attack. People want, there are, and I can freely say this, there is a department inside our government dedicated to take down Alex Jones and InfoWars alone. Not the government under President Donald John Trump, but the leftover remaining sewage from the Obama regime. But part and parcel to that is a wider array of targets, including Joe and I, including this institution, the Hagman and Hagman Report. And I'm going to tell you right now, we are under extreme assault. I cannot even speak about everything that's going on, but I'll tell you this. They want the people, there are a couple of different groups that want to take us out, take Dave Hodges out, take Rick Wiles out. When I say take us out, I'm talking about shutting us down. Steve Quayle, and even Pastor David Langford. And I would even widen that to Paul McGuire. I'm not going to name everybody, but there is a campaign to shut us down. They are using censorship as part of it. They're using lawfare as another part of their methods. They are using complaints directly to the people who assist us, sponsor us, and support us. They are attempting to plant false information about us elsewhere in the media. They are contacting our guests and urging our guests not to ever come back on. They are doing, when I say they, I'm talking about this cabal, this group of people who are functioning outside of the realm of the government, of course, but are perhaps paid by elements of George Soros. This is my view, my opinion. But there's another group. There's another grouping of people. These are private citizens that are attempting to have us shut down, filing anonymous complaints with various government agencies, filing complaints with the IRS anonymously, filing complaints with the state agencies, filing complaints with you name it, okay? just to keep us busy. The phone starts ringing at 8 o'clock in the morning and doesn't stop until 8 o'clock at night. Understand? That's just one aspect, but other aspects of the, you know, planting of fake information out there. The attempts to censor us in a number of different ways. Complaints to YouTube, complaints to our different venues. It's non-stop. And if this is happening to us and Rick Wiles and Dave Hodges, I can guarantee you Alex Jones, and from what I've heard personally, is really under the gun. So all of us, we need to stick together. I'm glad we're kind of cutting it off here at the bottom of the hour, because if I said more, and I can't really say more, because you just don't do that, especially if you're in the midst of a fight. You don't identify necessarily the enemies and reveal battle plans, because we are fully engaged in battle. Trust me when I tell you, we are not backing down, but doubling down. And that is a promise. Folks, we'll be right back. Give us 3 minutes. Just pray for us, please. Pray for us. And you know what? I want to say thank you. Thank you for your support. Thank you for the letters that you send by email, or by mail and email. When we were reading, I was reading a couple letters. In fact, I saved one from August with a date read in mid-February, because some of the stuff was timed. That person was 100% accurate, by the way. I might bring that letter out here this week. Folks, I'm right back. Yeah.
Visit HagmanReport.com for the news and articles that matter most. Stay tuned. We will be right back. In a thrilling series of novels, T.C. Joseph takes us into the lives of three families who struggle to maintain normal lives in a world where conspiracy theory and Bible prophecy collide. T.C. Joseph's viewpoint of alternative history and understanding of prophetic events will change your view of the world and the events on our horizon. Kirkus Review states, readers of end times fiction will be hard-pressed to find it done more intriguingly than this. Extremely readable and fast-paced. Blue Wink Reviews boldly states, fans of Tim LaHaye's Left Behind series and Tom Parada's The Leftovers will find this thought-provoking series absolutely riveting. Order your copies of T.C. Joseph's This Generation series from Amazon.com. Book 1, Precipice. Book 2, Pentecost. And Book 3, Penance.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
You may never look at your city, town, or its people the same way ever again. Stained by Blood, a murder investigation based upon a true story by private investigator Douglas J. Hagman. Using the character Mark Stiles, Hagman takes you on a journey behind the scenes where the homicide becomes a secondary to an underworld of satanic ritual abuse, child abduction, and even mind-controlled experimentation. A world dismissed as conspiracy by those who want to keep its secrets hidden. Exposing the dangers, denials, and deceptions. For 5 years, a brutal killer remained on the loose, free to kill again. As Mark struggles to navigate the maze of bizarre twists and untangle a web of deeply hidden secrets kept by some of the most powerful and influential people in his community and beyond. Stained by Blood. Order your copy of this engaging novel today at HagmanandHagman.com and click on the link. Stained by Blood.
welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to this edition of the Hagman and Hagman Report. This segment, we are joined by Alan Riggs of Greenovative. He is the inventor and maker of the G-Mag Power Cell and has been a sponsor of the Hagman and Hagman show since October of 2016. He's going to come on and we're going to talk a little bit about his product, about some of the specials he has going on, and some of the new things that he's been developing and working on. In hours two, Leo Holman, editor of WorldNet Daily, will be joining us, followed by Stan Deo in hour three. But with us now,
you know,
Mr. Alan.
Joe, I want to talk to, I want to ask Alan too about preps in general, because this is something I've been getting emails about preps in general, and he's in the prepping business. He goes to all the conferences and such, you know, and his product is a wonderful product. But Joe, and I'll just let you continue with this, but one of the issues I'm concerned about, and I'm just going to tell everyone out there, we are being pantsed. You know that, folks. We are being lied to. You see, here's the deal. Everyone thinks, okay, we don't need gold, we don't need silver, we don't need food, we don't need, you know, the pantry of food, we don't need any alternative energy. You know why? Because President Donald Trump's in office and everything's going to be fine. Well, you know, we dodged a bullet with Clinton. That would have been a quick death. Donald Trump, President Donald J. Trump, I think is part parcel to keeping us afloat for a while. But if there's any time that we should be preparing, I certainly believe it's now. But I want to get his impression, and you can kind of take it from here. But I want to get his impression of the environment out there, the mentality of the average person, the guy that goes to work, and you know. Maybe it might have been a prepper, Y2K prepper, or perhaps even more seriously before this election, and then all of a sudden says, "Ah, you know what? I guess I was wrong." So, but go ahead, Joe. Go ahead. I'm going to shut up now.
Alan, it's great to have you back on the show.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Well, let's do this. Some folks who may be new listeners might not be familiar with your product. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what you got going on?
Sure, thank you. We have developed the Greenovative material. We call it the G-Mag Power Cell. It's a box. In fact, well, here it is. It's a small box. It weighs about 8 ounces. You add a little bit of salt water to it, and it will charge about 130,000 milliamp hour AA batteries. And when you've depleted the replaceable anodes that are in there, you put in two more and you have another 130 AA batteries. So instead of carrying around 9 pounds of batteries and giving up food or water for that, you carry around about 8 ounces, add water when you need it, and you got the equivalent of 130 batteries. So it's a very versatile tool, very high energy device. And when we got hooked up with the Hagman and Hagman family, we found out that everybody wants one.
Well, it's a very innovative and handy product, I
love it,
say.
Man.
You know, you talk about when the power goes out, when if you're off the grid, if you're camping, if you're in a temporary situation or a more permanent situation where you will find yourself without power or resources, having the ability to recharge batteries is, I would say, priceless, because as you said, think about, you know, just the weight alone, but the inconvenience of having to carry around batteries you're going to be carrying around until you use them all with nothing left to use in the end. But you've created a product that lets you continue to charge and recharge batteries without a power source.
That's right. And I would like to tell you a couple more things about that. People ask me, how long does it last? And it lasts on the shelf indefinitely. And I tell them that if they buy it and put it on the shelf, they could give it to their great-great-grandchildren. It just goes and goes and goes. It has no shelf life. It lasts as long as you need it to last. And when it's ready, add water and you're good to go.
And that's, talk about, you know, how simple that is. As I said earlier, you've been an advertiser since October of last year, and our audience has gotten to know you pretty well. And you said that, you know, everybody wants one of these things. What are some of the things that our audience has ordered from you? What are your most popular items?
That's a nice question. Thank you. The interesting thing is we came out with the unit with replaceable batteries, with replaceable anodes last April. We've been working on it and working on it. We finally got it all together. And since then, a lot of people have bought them. So we decided to make it even more functional by adding additional batteries, battery adapters where you could use a AA for either a C or a D size battery to emulate those batteries. And we threw in a USB block where if you put four recently charged AA batteries in there, you can charge your cell phone, night vision goggles, GPS devices, range finders, radios, cameras, about 1,000 different things by just adding salt and water to a box and charging some AA batteries.
And this works. I just want to say, I did charge my wife's cell phone using this device, and it was like it was plugged into the wall. But go ahead.
So we started selling what we called our Super G-Mag Superworks package, and it came with extra replaceable anodes and the battery adapters and the USB block and all of that. And we found that people would buy it, but they would want more batteries. So they bought more batteries, and they would want more battery adapters. So we developed our new offering, and it's called the Super G-Mag Complete. And it has all of those extra things that folks have been ordering at a very reduced price. So we bundled it. We look at it as we're a monopoly, and if we wanted to bundle something, we can. So we do that to save the folks money, and that's our best seller right now because all of the things that they've been ordering, in addition at more money, we have it in there at less money.
So just to reiterate what you said, that you have a new Super G-Mag Complete package as a result from our listening audience and their customers of yours, and that gives you these extra batteries and extra adapters. What you saw the audience needing and wanting to order separately when you first started to put out this product, now you've bundled that and made it cheaper. And are you running any specials right now?
I am, and I have to tell a tale on Doug here.
All right.
Doug maneuvered with me to get a big discount for the audience, and we've done that. And I want to say it was really pleasant, but perhaps not so much. But he wrestled me down, and we have a 14% discount, and we've done it the month of February, and we're going to extend that to the 15th of March, because I don't think I can go through that again.
You know, look, no police reports were filed, okay? And there were no marks left, in the physical marks left. But see what we do for you guys, the listeners out there?
And they did, yeah.
You know? But seriously, Mr. Riggs, and I call him Mr. Riggs because after that last wrestling match, he told me, he said, if you don't, you know, you're going down again. Okay.
One of the interesting things that I'm reading here is Seven Trumpets Prepper put the G-Mag chargers in the top 10 items of must-have for bartering.
He did, and we've been talking for a long time, and I've sent him some units, and he gave them to his local fire department, and they were pleased, and he has been like the Johnny Appleseed of G-Mag. He goes around and gives them to everybody. So he went through all of the things that he had, and he said, if I were going to pick barter items, a G-Mag is what I would want to have for barter, because it's power. You can either sell the power or you barter the unit.
And it's, you know, it's not that expensive at all. It's cheap. How many what would you recommend for listeners out there who already have been customers or viewers, or maybe first-time customers, you know, to get, you know, a unit for themselves? How many extra units would you advise people to have on hand for bartering or for, you know, family and friends?
During Christmas, it was common for us to receive orders of five or six at a time, and we'd ship them off to different places with Merry Christmas on them. If I were going to advise somebody on what to do, Eve does that with her Trading Post in the Woods. She gets folks together and advises them for things. I would advise them to buy a Superworks Complete and probably one of our lesser units, one of our double power units. The anodes aren't replaceable, but it's less expensive. It'll charge about 200 batteries, and it would be great for bartering. Hey, I'll give you this if you give me that. And the 1,000 milliamp hour batteries in them can be charged about 800 times. It's really a high power leverage device.
Okay, I'll just say this. We use batteries here in the studio a lot, AA, AAA batteries. The remotes for what you see behind us and such. October, I guess it was October, we began charging the batteries with the original power cells. We have not had to replace them, and they seem to be strong as ever. So it's amazing what they the longevity of those.
Yeah, they last for a long time, and there's a lot of power in the unit itself.
And just to be clear, the batteries, you can't use any batteries to recharge. They have to be rechargeable batteries, correct?
Yes, but I read an article about 3 years ago from a Duracell engineer that said some alkaline batteries can be recharged with some chargers. So we did a test. We went out and got 100 alkaline batteries, and we ran them down to zero. And out of that 100, we were able to charge a little over 30 of them one time. Of those 30, we charged another 6 one time, and it was over. So what I tell people is it's not designed to charge an alkaline battery. No, pretty much no battery charger is. But if you're in trouble, and I think that's what we're talking about here, when you're in trouble, give it a go. If it works, that's fine. You don't know what's going to happen. It may burst and leak a little bit. Might get hot. I don't know. But if you're in trouble, give it a go. And I want to say something as gently as I can. If you're in really big trouble and you need power and you have no water, you can go behind the bushes and fill this up and you will have power. So if you're alive, you have power.
That's very helpful when you think about it, how easy that would be. Not everybody would be able to find water.
We haven't tried that yet.
No.
So I can't speak on that.
We'll save that for the emergency purposes. Well,
Eric's saying, yeah, wait, I think Eric he said no, he did try that.
I can tell you that it's been proven in the laboratory. How's that?
I will take your word for it. Oh, wow. Well, that's fantastic. So he's, folks, just the takeaway from this is Alan Riggs, greeninnovative.com, has created a special package for us. And really, he's done our listeners a great service. He's created just this wonderful package. Go to greeninnovative.com for full details, but he can explain it again. And that's in response to our request to package something up for our listeners. And I'm thankful to Mr. Riggs and people like Mr. Riggs, because he's helping all of us out. You know, we talk about problems. We talk about the coming riots, the Arab summer, or the American summer, or the American spring. Call it what you want. We're going to have problems. And you think that you think maybe we might have some power outages? I think so. Be prepared. The last thing you want to do is reach for your flashlight and not have batteries that, you know, work in the flashlight, or have a dead cell phone, or have a dead whatever, when that's avoidable. And if it's avoidable, it's a shame on you if you don't prepare.
That's right. Mr. Riggs, you have a few prepper and trade shows coming up. Do you want to let folks know where you're going to be?
I do. And Doug had asked me earlier about the prepper shows. I've seen it was gangbusters up through November. And the observation that I've heard is right. Right after the election, a lot of prepper shows tailed off. It didn't seem like people were as concerned about what was going to happen anymore. But they're starting to pick up again. I think folks are starting to realize that they need the things that they've always needed, and who knows what's going to happen next. But to go on from that, we are going to be at the RK Tennis Memphis, Tennessee Prepper Show this coming weekend, the 25th and 26th in Memphis, Tennessee. We're going to be at Eve Gonzalez's Waycross, Georgia, A Time with Experts, March 12th to the 15th, and the Full Spectrum Preparedness Show in Topeka, Kansas on the 25th and 26th of March. And those are all held by really good people, and it's always a good turnout and a good exchange with the folks that are there.
Yeah, definitely some great events with some great people, and it seems like just in the next month, that's three you got going right there. So seems like maybe they are picking back up again. Maybe the honeymoon phase is over, with, you know, people taking that break, thinking that they could stop prepping, thinking that everything, you know, is going to change. Maybe realizing that the, you know, preps are something that we need now more than ever, and realizing that, you know, we're, no matter who's in the White House, we're not going to be out of danger. Which it's good, because to see people back on their feet, back on their toes, means that they're not, you know, relaxing and stop paying attention to what's going on. And, it should be interesting to see, you know, hopefully our listeners take advantage of your special and take advantage of your product. I had another question I was going to ask you, and to contact you. Do you want to give out your contact info for people who want to contact you or your office for questions or orders?
Sure. Thank you. If you go onto my website, there'll be a block there that says contact. Just click on that and send me an email. Tell me what you're looking for, what your concerns are, and I'll get right back to you. And our phone number is right on the website, and it's area code 321-638-4885. That's here in the office. And if you have any questions about how the machine works or what it can do for you, or what, how many you should have, or what kind might fit in your circumstances, give us a call. Send us an email. We'd be happy to answer you and give you the best advice that we can.
But let me caution the people who call. Be nice to Mr. Riggs. This guy, you don't want to mess with this guy. He's a bear. I mean, he can wrestle you to the ground, and I mean, he's like a pit bull. But no, I'm kidding. Excellent customer service. Absolute aces customer service questions. And we had so many questions initially because we didn't know about the product and such. But my goodness, full of knowledge. That guy is, he knows what he's talking about.
Absolutely. Anything else, Mr. Riggs, before we let you go that we didn't cover?
I would like to say thank you for your show, for the things you present. Thank you for the audience that you've had, and my introduction to them has just been excellent. Folks would call. They just call to say thanks and call to ask questions. It's been just a really, really great association with you folks, except for wrestling on prices with the,
well, you know, hey, no permanent scars, no police reports. It's all good, brother. Thank you. Thanks for being part of my family. All right, brother.
God bless you.
God bless.
God bless you, too.
Alan Riggs, man. What a guy. And Green Innovative, what a product. I'm serious, man. Everybody should have one.
Yeah, it's, you know, if the power goes out, if you don't have access to power and you need that portable power, the Green Innovative G-Mag complete package with the power cells and the batteries and the adapters. It's at a very good price. As he said, he's bundled them together. And these are batteries that can be recharged, what did he say, 800 times?
I don't know. Like I said, we've used this, our one unit,
even if
constantly,
it's
24/7.
It's
huge.
It's worth it.
So, know? Yeah, I mean, if you can buy your batteries for like 2 cents a piece, you know, the good kind, then this would not be a good deal, but I don't know anyone who can do that. So this is a good deal. I mean, the price, the return on investment is just huge. So anyway,
well, we got about stuff.
A few minutes. Leo Holman coming on again at the top of the hour.
Yeah, editor of WorldNet Daily.
Man, he is going to. There's some things you got to stick around, and then of course Dan Dale. But Joe, if you do want to, I just want to one closing comment about my initial comments earlier in the show. I just want to say this. Just understand, and Alex Jones, God bless him. Please lift him up in prayer. I like him a lot. I like InfoWars. I think they're making a big difference in everything. We are allies. We are friends. We detest the people who are coming out against InfoWars. We think it's horrible. We don't like the people who are coming out against our friends and brothers on the conservative side. I think it's horrible. And there are so many people out there. And then we have also the Christian family that we like to believe that we're part of. Even some people who have waged war against us because of our Christianity, or because we're not, you know, because of some sort of disagreement or whatever.
The right type of Christian.
Right. Exactly. But understand, just if you do nothing else, understand what is going on. You, folks, you only know, had I known this, I think when we first got into this, had I known all of this stuff could go on, I'd have to, you know, I'd rethink things, because this is the worst I've ever seen any kind of fight. This is street fighting like I've never seen. And the dirty tricks that are being played, and the people who are coming against us, and I can only speak about us. I can't speak for Hodges, Dave Hodges, or anyone else. I can only speak against or about, you know, from us. But except, you know, to what I know from, for example, what's going on with InfoWars and such. And we back them 100%. We back, Dave Hodges and everyone 100% in the new media and the alternative media. But all I can say is this is absolutely incredible. And so some of the people that are really attempting to shut us up are doing so in some pretty novel ways. You know, they say that the worst threat is the one you never see coming. And that's the tactic, is the kind of stuff that you never see coming. And it's just a new experience almost every day. And it's fun. It's really just...
And it's a multi-pronged attack when you have, when you have this monopoly of technological companies that pretty much run the major functions of the internet that are used by alternative news sites that are oppressing and censoring, holding back money. That's one pronged attack from, you know, upstairs, if you will. Then you have, you know, other ground level attacks from people coordinating to attack your sponsors, your guests, mm-hmm. Your hosting companies of your websites. Yep. Your families, for
your pets,
either non-issues, created issues or perceived issues. I don't even think we have, maybe once or twice have we had problems where there was actually a disagreement, an actual disagreement, or not that anybody was wrong, but or did
right,
something wrong.
Right. Yeah, correct.
But you know, these people are. This is a spiritual battle. We are in a spiritual war, and it has been manifesting, and it will continue to come after the truth, to come after the people who want to tell the truth and are doing their best to tell the truth. Because the truth is the enemy of this culture of lies and hate and rage that we are seeing That's continue right. to expand and develop. I mean, we were talking about fake news earlier. I want to hit this story, because
sure.
this is, you want a little comical relief for this evening?
Well, let's go.
This is from the Daily Caller.
Yeah.
I came across this. This was a story posted last night about 11 p.m., but I came across this about an hour before the show. Fake news site lets liberals live an alternative reality.
Oh, yeah, I saw
where
that.
Hillary is president.
Yeah, I saw that.
Approval ratings for President Clinton hit 89%.
Shudder to think about that, right?
It goes on to say, confused by fake news, Redditors think Trump is president, and DOJ is considering charging Trump with treason. These are just a few headlines featured on HillaryBeatTrump.org, a satirical news site devoted to covering stories from an alternative universe where Hillary won last November's election. In the midst of a constitutional crisis, this is our response. The site's description reads, long live the true president, Hillary Rodham Clinton.
My goodness.
I guess that's their safe space on the internet.
But
it's interesting. I mean, what delusion, the people who are behind the site, it says the site's proprietors did not identify themselves online.
Right.
They did not return the Daily Caller's request for comment, but they go on to state that the article suggests that they may have liberal leanings.
You think?
I would think this would come from a more conservative person playing a joke. But
it could go that way, but if you look at the website, which is kind of, to me, it's kind of a waste of time.
Yeah,
it's just, you can see where it's more of a, I believe that, and I could be wrong, but I certainly suspect it's from a liberal bias, but that's just me. I wouldn't even waste my time on it. But,
no.
But the fact of the matter is, you've got people that are living this virtual life where Hillary Diane Rodham, the Yak Clinton, is president, for crying out loud. Get a grip. And it's just a mess. But in the real world, what we're seeing here is we're seeing
people create virtual realities to get out of their reality. We would need a virtual reality to get out of that virtual reality.
Yeah, and where do you stop?
Right.
I mean, it just keeps going.
And I don't know where you're going to go. The only other thing I wanted to say, and we can get into this with Holman, is what Trump said on Sweden was taken
right out of context.
President Trump said, yes. What the president said about Sweden was blown way out of proportion by the media. He wasn't specific. He was talking about the culture of Sweden with the the immigrants and being the rape capital of the world. And
I went back and listened to his remarks, his statement on that. And if he would have said all that was missing, in my view, was the broadcast about the troubles in Sweden last night. In other words, I believe he was referring to a news report about the immigration or problems caused by immigration in Sweden that was reported on the previous day, and I think that's what he's referring to. I could be wrong.
Well, the whole point was is that, you know, they made it sound like he was talking about a specific terrorist attack that never happened or an event. But I bet you're more right than wrong, because after Trump made these statements, there have been a number of incidents that have happened in Sweden on top of the, you know, the sexual assaults that are continuing and the criminalization of speech against immigrants. But riots in Stockholm, suburb after drug suspect is arrested, that happened in Sweden.
And they're going to blame on Trump.
Sweden is in crisis, just as Trump said. And we can get into more with that with Leo Holman. I'm sure he has a number of things he wants to talk about dealing with current events, the president, and his administration, and the atmosphere of politics in today. We'll be right back with WorldNet Daily editor Leo Holman after this.
Greenovative. Go to HagmanReport.com. Click on the link to Greenovative. What Greenovative is, it's a small company in Florida. They created something called the G-Mag Power Cell. It produces electricity by adding salt water to this unit that recharges rechargeable batteries. It's the coolest thing you'll ever see in your life. It's really neat. Really a super device. All right? You need just 2 teaspoons of ordinary table salt, a little water, but a bang, you're charging your rechargeable batteries. Super G-Mag Chargeable is affordable, it's lightweight, weighs about 8 ounces, it's durable, it's EMP proof, and it's environmentally friendly. Yeah, that it is. It'll provide safe and convenient power for recharging 6 AA batteries off the grid when other power sources aren't available. Anywhere, anytime, in any weather, day or night, go to greeninnovative.com. That's greeninnovative.com. Perhaps you're a business out there, a small business. Would you like to extend the reach of your business? I bet you would. Would you like to have the same opportunities as companies such as Omaha Steaks, Pro Flowers, and Casper Mattress? Some of the bigger companies out there, would you like to have that same power? Advertise on our program. Go to HagmanandHagman.com or send an email to opportunities@HagmanandHagman.com. If you go to HagmanReport.com and HagmanandHagman.com, there's a link where you can. It's a big red box. You'll see it. Click on that link and go ahead and read the benefits what we have created for you. I think it's a fabulous opportunity.
For investors, timberland has become the symbol of safety. Global tropical timber demand continues to surge as the world's population increases. The need for managed, sustainable timber production forests has never been greater. When stock markets crash, trees keep growing. Direct ownership of fully managed tropical timberland acreage is now available to accredited investors. Prime, valuable hardwood groves close to the beautiful Costa Rican border generate and maintain superior long-term wealth. Consider visiting our forest plantations. Qualified accredited investors should go to PreciousTimberProfits.com or dial 855-888-6288 for more information. Call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimberProfits.com. This announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offering made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288, PreciousTimberProfits.com. Precious Timber Profits.